Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Chamishia Vayechi, clearly the dominant motif is the bracha of Yosef. One can read from beginning to end, and the sense, the intensity of the bond between Yaakov and Yosef, which has been one of the major points that we've developed. Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef, from the very beginning, Kol Atzma Shel Yaakov, Lo Avarei Tzu Lavan, Ela Bishvil Rachel, and Yosef is the Bechor. So, Bein Poras Yosef, Bein Poras Aleayin, it's not an accident that the beginning of the Yosef's brachos are with saying that this is the true Ben, this is the son. And it concludes on that note too, Berchos Avicha Gavru Al Berchos Horai, my brachos are B'lim Eitzarim, Nachala B'lim Eitzarim, without any boundaries, Ad Tavas Givo Solam, Tiena L'Rosh Yosef. Let all of the brachos go to Yosef. We'll code Nazir Echav. So it's that expression I want to just develop a little bit, Nazir Echav. Rashi is from the language of Parisha. Nazir has to separate from some certain things. So he was separated from his brothers. He's Muvdal. Most of the Rishonim understand it as the Melech or the Sar, from the language of Nazir, of a crown. But there's a Gemara in Masach Shabbos, which quotes a Machlokas. So we'll talk about the view of Rabbi Yitzchak and Migidla, Miyom Shapirish Yosef Me'achav Lo Tam Tam Yayin Dechsev Ulekad Kod Nazir Echav, that Yosef conducted himself as a Nazir, that for 22 years, Miyom Shapirish Yosef Me'achav, he conducted himself, he was Mitzar himself not to have Yayin. The Meshech Chachma quotes from the Gemara, is in his interpretation of the pasuk, that this is why Yosef deserved the bracha, the ultimate bracha, relative to the other brothers, because they were mezalzel b'kibud av for 22 years. They made their father suffer. And for 22 years, Yosef was mitzar himself on what was going on. But he, of course, did not take it out on his father in the same way that his brothers did. So according to this interpretation, I think something emerges very powerfully about Yaakov and his understanding. The Ramban, as we noted previously, takes the view, very compelling and persuasive in the Psukim, that Yaakov never knew the truth of Yosef's Mechira. And I think that view still is compatible with this Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara just says, Miyom Shepiresh Yosef may echav. The Gemara doesn't say from the moment that there was a mechiras Yosef. And this was Yaakov's understanding, that Yosef somehow was separated from his brothers, lo ta'am, ta'am yayin, dechsev, ulekod kod, nazir echav. So actually, one can argue that one can maintain that the meaning of nazir echav is that Yosef conducted himself bin nazirus, without compromising on the Ramban's idea, namely, even though the Ramban does not endorse this view of Nazir Echav, but without compromising on the Ramban's idea that Yaakov did not know the truth of Yosef's Mechira, of what the brothers had done to him. In which case, something remarkable emerges. I think it's a little different than the way the Meshech Chachma sets it up, is that, Yosef, you deserve all the brachos because the brothers were Mitzar Yaakov, and you just abstained from yayin yourself. You were a mitzaras atzmecha, so you deserve all the brachos, which almost presumes that Yaakov knew what was going on. So if we follow the very, very straight language of the Gemara, miyom shapirish yosef me'achav, doesn't mean that Yaakov necessarily knew about the mechira. But what Yaakov was saying was the following: the brachos that I have to give, which even surpass the brachos of Avraham and Yitzchak, birchos avicha, Gavru al berchos harai ad tavas givo solam, tiyana l'rosh Yosef, ulekod kod, nizir echav. I know that Yosef experienced something. I know that Yosef had a very difficult and hard journey, and as a result of tragedies that befell him, maybe I don't know the full measure of them, that Yosef was mitzar himself in this way, nizir echav, of all of his brothers. And indeed, Yaakov alludes to this earlier in the section, Vayimoreru, Vayrobu, Vayistamu, Balechitim, that they said terrible things about him, but the brothers, Potiphar's wife. Yaakov has a sense of the difficulties that Yosef encountered without knowing necessarily the specifics of all of the cases. And so what Yaakov is saying is that after so much difficulty, after so much challenge, Yosef deserves all of the brachos that I could possibly give him. Tiyena l'rosh Yosef u'lekodkod nezir echav. Let Yosef, who has been through so much, even more than I know, let him experience all of the brachos that there are. Berchos tahom revetzas tachas, berchos shamayim eyal, berchos shadayim varacham. I can't possibly give enough to Yosef. He's been through so much. And so what we're left with, in terms of Nazir Echav, the one who experienced more tzar than the other brothers, that much Yaakov knew, is a sense of, again, that deep tshuka, that deep bond and yearning that Yaakov had for Yosef. He knew that Yosef had suffered. And here, as he's about to pass from the world, right, what he says is, there's no way that I can undo what it was that my son, my beloved Ben Poras Yosef, Ben Poras Alei Ayin, right? There's no way I can undo what Yosef experienced in his lifetime. But what Yaakov wanted to do is saying, I don't know the full depths of it. I'm sure I'll never know everything that he went through. But every bracha that I have to give and then some, I want to go to L'Rosh Yosef, U'lekod kod nezir echav. And in this final statement of Yaakov to Yosef, you see here, going back to the very beginning, the bond was unbroken. Through all of the challenges and all of the years of separation that Yaakov and Yosef were so profoundly bonded, and that all Yaakov could say at the end was brachos and more brachos, atavas givo solam, literally into the very boundaries of the earth, let them all go to Yosef, whatever it was that he went through. Miyom shepirish Yosef meyachav, maybe he doesn't know exactly about the mechira. Again, a little different than the Meshech Chachma wants to say. Let all of the brachos go to Yosef. He suffered so much in this world. Let him have only a life of bracha from this point on. The parting gift of Yaakov to Yosef, whom he loved so intensively.